holding on the second bracha of Rebbe Tamazin. We'll start with the story because everybody likes a good story. The story actually is brought down in a few Sfarim. The place I saw it was in, I think it's called Rebbe Tamazin Kiel Chalcha Kalacha. So I think maybe also Neitrei Yomein. The story that Rebbe Meir Shapira of Daf Yomi fame came to Cheder in Europe before the war, and he tested them, and they were proficient in what they learned. So he says, as a prize, I'm going to give you an Eitzah. He could an Eitzah for life. He says, and he told them what the Chinuch says. The Chinuch says the mitzvah of Birchas Hamazon, Tof Lamed, that somebody that's Zohir, Kibaltim Rabbi, say that somebody that's Zohir in Birchas Hamazon, then Parnasasi Mitzuyin and Mizarnesav Mitzuyin Loi Kol Chayov recovered. The Kitzur, one of the kids says, that's Matim for me. That's Matim for me, that's a Kabbalah that I could do. And he was Makabal himself to be Zohar B'Birchas Hamazon. Now, it costed him quite a bit because everybody went out for recess and he was still benching. Because he was Zohar and everybody finished up quickly and he was Mila B'Mila, saying each word. And he said that everybody in the school knew it. That he was like, this was something that was Chashev to him. Kitzur, a few years later, the war started. And they were making selections, and he was 11 years old. And all the kids and all the older people were sent to the left, and the younger people were sent to the right. Now, he was a little bit old, so he was able to make it. And they sent him to the right, but they were asking everybody what they're good at. And that's how they would assign them what to work in. Kitzur, he had no idea. He never worked in anything. He's an 11-year-old kid that was in cheder up until now. He was petrified. From the question, forget the answer. He didn't know what to say. Gets the guy behind him, sees that he's all nervous. He says, "Just tell them that you work in the kitchen. You're a tabach. You're a chef. You know how to work in the kitchen, and I'm your helper." Sure enough, they came. That's what he said. I work in the kitchen. This guy's my helper, and they assigned him to the kitchen. The kid, sir, he went through the war and in the kitchen, and he had as much food as he wanted. So he was preparing the food. Well, the mighty, as much food as he wanted. Everybody else was skinny and scrawny, and he went through the war, mamish, with whatever he needed. Kitzer, a little while in, a German soldier came, and he saw this 11, 12-year-old kid who's not scrawny and skinny, and he says, "What's the deal over here? It must be because he's eating in the kitchen. What is this business that a Jewish boy should have as much food as he wants? What is this?" Kitzer, he takes him outside, and he says, "I need a bunker that's dug, that's 2 meters long, and it's enough that I'll be able to lie down in. If in another few hours that I come back, the bunker is not done, then you're not going back into the kitchen." And he gave him a hammer. The hammer, he said that the ground was hard as a rock. It was basically saying, "You're not going back into the kitchen." That's what he's saying. There was no tzad for him to be able to do it. Kitzur, he says, "Rebbeinu Shalom, help me out. Help me, Rebbeinu Shalom." Kitzur, a little while later, a group of German soldiers came and they see this Jewish boy holding a hammer, and they got him, "What was this Jewish boy holding a hammer?" They started pelting him with whatever they had in their car, in their truck, whatever it was that they, and it was vegetables. They had plenty of vegetables and they started throwing them, pelting him with mamish carrots and cucumbers, and there's a whole mound of vegetables around them. "This is terrific, I have enough food, but that's not going to help me to get through my issue. Rebbeinu Shalom, help me out." A little while later, another group of soldiers, the Polish soldiers, came by, and they saw all that food there. They said, "Can you give us some of the food?" He said, "Sure, I'll give you some of the food, but I need a little bit of help over here. I need somebody to be able to dig a bunker. You dig a bunker, and you get the food." So they went back to the truck, they got their pickaxes, they had pickaxes. They came there, and sure enough, they dug the bunker, take the food, and that's it. Gets there. After a few hours, he calls back the German soldier, and he says, "Here you go. Here's your bunker." He says, "Wow, I knew that the God of the Jews always watches over them. I just didn't realize just how much." Then he led him back into the kitchen. Kitzur, he stayed there, and that's where he was the entire war. Kitzur came to Eretz Yisrael afterwards, and he lived on Tanya. Somebody that davened with him on Hartzvi, he would hear him on Sukkot benching. Shimon, he called me. Sukkot benching, Vartz for Vartz, Mamish. And so they asked him, he was like a Pasha Yid. They said, "What's so special about this Birchas Hamazon that we hear you davening mamish word for word?" And he told him this whole story, and he said, I told the British one, I said, "You're going to help me out, so Kadosh Baruch Hu, and I'll I'm being makabel my whole life to daven mamish. And he said, I came to Eretz Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me parnasa, and it was never missing from the time that, from when I was a little kid, to, till now. He's an older man already, in Yerushalayim. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has given me parnasa, b'shefa, and I never had to worry about it. Is it a segula? Maybe it's a segula. But I think it's a davar pasha, a person is makir, that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Because for somebody it's makir, clearly, that it comes, and especially if he's moist and nefesh, a little child, to tell him not to go out to recess, because he's benching. That's Mesir's Nefesh, Mesir's Rotzi. Milo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays back also in the Maila Min HaTeva. You go connect your Teva, you do something, and I think anybody that benches Vart for Vart, that's connected to a person's Teva. Person, for some reason, whenever a person's benching, they always have somewhere to go. It's always, you have to catch the bus, you have to go, you have to daven, you have to, somewhere you're going, somewhere you go to sleep afterwards, whatever it is on Shabbos afternoon. A person's always in a rush. And Mimela, a person that would take the time, Vart for Vart, that is Mesir's Nefesh. The bracha of Noida Lecha, and so he does HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What the Chavetz Chaim says in Shem Oilem, he says, he's talking about learning Almanas Lasis. He says also that a person should be mechavim before he does a mitzvah. What he's doing? Gam sheichav latas mitzvah sasei shebevas amazin, v'gav lechavim liten hoidah Hashem ala aretz v'al amazin. That's a chilek of the mitzvah is to give hoidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'al bris v'teiro, v'avoynes harabim v'anu oimim Noida Lecha, b'li kavan haklal. So when you say in a rabbim, we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I'm in a kavan. He says the Shor Shavoyed, he says, doesn't think about the fact that he's thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eich adam yetzidei chivasai bepesach pischei piv v'libo le'nochin imai. Meshechai v'oyse b'gemara shiaske b'hoyedot chila v'saif. It says, we have to say, noid l'chon v'ala kol, chila v'saif. It's not just to say it, it's to be moid at HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the beginning, and to be moid at HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the end. Memela, that's the chiyuv of Birchas Hamazon is to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this, thank you for that, thank you for the next thing, thank you. They say that Rav Shlomo Zalman, like we mentioned in Chabura, he was very medakik in his davening. And one time they never heard him say something a second time. Kilo, he wasn't mechaven. So one time he got up to and he went back. No idea what's going on. So he says, there was something that I wasn't totally focused. Something was bothering me, and so I wasn't totally focused. And Mele says, what's a Hidah? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you're not focused on the Hidah. And Mele went back to say, Noid Lecha from the beginning. Just to go through the bracha a little bit. Noid Lecha Hashem Lekeinu Al Shinchat Al Aviseinu. Noid Lecha Hashem Lekeinu. What does it mean, Noid Lecha? It should say, Moidim. Moidim is present. Noid Lecha is in the future. What's Noid Lecha? Some people say, Enechanami, it's just a Hagdama, and Va'al HaKol Anachnu Moidim Lach. But he says, he learns that, no, it's the chilek of the Hoidah. He says, this bracha is said exactly like a person was thanking his friend. Imagine somebody did a bunch of different tevets to you. You'd come over to me and say, thank you, Chaim Yankel, for giving me food tonight, and for finding me a place to sleep, and for giving me clothing, and for everything. I mamish, thank you for everything that you did for me. So that's how the bracha is set up. All the different things. Everything that I just mentioned, I thank you for. So he learns that it is a lashon of Hoidah, and it could be al derech hapshat. Noid lecha means we will always thank you. It's a constant. Since it's a future, memela is also a present and a future. It's always. We will always thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, al shinchat al aveisenu, that you were manchel, you gave as inheritance to our fathers. Who is aveisenu? Generally, we know ein aveisel ha-shlesho, Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Who's aveisenu here? So Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov didn't get Eretz Yisrael. So it must be Avicenu that came into Eretz Yisrael. The only question is, who made up Noida Lecha? Yeshua. Yeshua came to Eretz Yisrael. Avicenu didn't get Eretz Yisrael. What did he say? So the truth is that the Alshech says that this is not the Lashon. We already saw in the Beis Yosef that the Lashon changes. Kefi, the Matzev. We saw that in Siman Kuf Pei Vav, Kuf Pei Zayin, that the Lashon changes Kefi, where Klal Yisrael was. At the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. But he says, Noida Lecha, he says, Yeshua said, Al Shin Chalt Alonu. He didn't say La Veisenu. So Kinir La Veisenu is referring to the people that came into Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Chemda Teva Rechava. It's called Eretz Chemda. Why is it called Eretz Chemda? The Shibboleth Aleket, the Beis Yosef in Siman Kuf Beis Zayin, quotes the Shibboleth Aleket, who says, because Yeshua saw how much Moshe Rabbeinu was chaymed, desired to come into Eretz Yisrael, so he called that Eretz Chemda. He says that, and Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov wanted to come to Eretz Yisrael. The Medrash says, why is it called the Eretz Chemda? Because it has the Beit HaMikdash inside of it. He says, every single king wanted to have a place in Eretz Yisrael. It says in the Pasuk, all the kings had a place in Eretz Yisrael. And they called Chermoyn Shmir, and this one called it this, one called it that. Every king had a throne in Eretz Yisrael. It's a place that they were Chaymid. But Eretz Chemda, that the Ovetz HaOlam were Chaymid it. They desired it. Toivu Rechava, it's a good... Where did Tevah Rechava come from? Why is that the description? So the truth is, we just read it in Shemais. They're trying to bring down because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to take you up. Ve'irid la'atzilu mi'mitzrayim, la'vi'o el eretz, la'alois el eretz Tevah Rechava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes Klal Yisrael to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Eretz Yisrael to Moshe Rabbeinu, is Tevah Rechava. What does it mean that it's Tevah Rechava? Tevah is good. Good cyber begashmis and cyber ruchnis. It has the Shiva Saminim, that it has its Eretz Vaschal Vodavosh. It's a self-sufficient country. It's not a country that needs to come on to imports from other places. It Be'etzim has Eretz Nachalei Mayim, Mayinois Vasemis, Yitzim Bavika Vato Ahar. It's self-sufficient. It has whatever it needs for a person to be able to live. That's begashmis. And beruchnis, Avir Deret Israel Machkim. It's a land which is miyuchad, Eretz Asher Einei Hashem Lekechabam. Rechava, and it's wide. What does it mean that it's wide? One person once told me that he was on a tour here in Eretz Yisrael, and he asked, the tour guide asked him, he said, what does it mean it's Eretz Rechava? It's very, very narrow, actually. Eretz Yisrael is extremely narrow. You can walk. Bachram, they like to do that during Minasvanim. They go from sea to shining sea. They walk, it takes a few days. You go from the Mediterranean to the Kinneret. You can do it. It's not like you're walking from California to New York. It takes a few hours, Betzim, a few days, but it's not a... Why is it Eretz Chemda? Why is it Eretz Rechava? So he said, Klal Yisrael came in, this is what Torah said, Klal Yisrael came in from the side, from Eivor Yardin. You're coming from the side, so then, you're coming in, Eretz Yisrael is much longer, than it is taller, than it is wide. Maybe that's why it's Rechava. I didn't see any peers that said that. It's nice chav, but it's also not to Rechava. But especially, we don't go down to Eilat. What the Mefarshim do say, Eretz Rechava, Adarech HaPshat is that it's called Eretz Tzvi. It's actually in the Pasuk in Yirmiyah. It refers to Eretz Chemda. The way that it refers to it is Eretz Chemda Nachlas Tzvi. And the Gemara in Ksubis, we all know, it says, why is it called Eretz Tzvi? Because just like a Tzvi, if you would skin a deer and you wanted to put the skin back on afterwards, it wouldn't go back on. When it's on, it's very, very taut. It's very tight. Once you take it off, you can't get it back on. It says Eretz Yisrael is like that as well. If you look at the Gemara in Gittin, says, the Gemara, best man asked this question. Gemara in Gittin, so it talks about the tremendous amount of people that lived in Eretz Yisrael at the time. And the Gemara says, what do you mean? You can't even fit that amount of reeds on that mountain. What do you forget people? The Gemara says, yeah, it's called Eretz Tzvi. It's Eretz Tzvi that when there's Yidden are living there, it expands. And when there's no Yidden there, then it contracts. And that's why it's called Eretz Chemda Tov Rechava. It's Rechava because no matter how many Yidden you're going to put into Eretz Yisrael, it will expand and there'll be enough room for everybody. Thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the land, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out. Why do we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the land? That's what it says in the Pasuk. So we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the land. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Mitzrayim. Why in heaven's name do you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for taking out Mitzrayim? It's great that we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for taking out Mitzrayim. It doesn't say, not in Bavli, not in Rishalmi, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for taking out Mitzrayim in Birch HaMazim. As a matter of fact, I saw that they found a Siddur of Amram, Ramam Goyin, that doesn't have a baklal. Not only that, the Magen Avraham, when he says the shortened version, he leaves out the tzchedek because it's not makif. It doesn't say anywhere that you have to say in Birchas Hamazon, Yitzias Mitzrayim. We had this shver when we were learning the halachis. It's not exactly clear. I saw it brought down from the Sefer Vayas Avraham. I wanted to say maybe it's al derech bikurim. The same way that when we bikurim, we're thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu for the fruit of the land, and we say Shein Chol Kafi Toiv Yistar Aram Yevi Avi and Kadosh Baruch Hu Yerd Mitzrayim. You have to thank Kadosh Baruch Hu for everything that brought you to Eretz Yisrael. So it's over here. We thank you for everything that you brought us to Eretz Yisrael. Baal Shem Tzion Rosh Hashanah Eretz Mitzrayim. He took us out of Mitzrayim. Eretz Mitzrayim. The land itself was kosher. Getting out of Mitzrayim. Uf Yitzion Beis Avadim. What are the two different things? Eretz Mitzrayim and Beis Avadim. Mitzrayim is lechero the physical bondage. Uf Yitzion Beis Avadim is the spiritual bondage. Because the Baruch Hu took us out from being physically enslaved to Pari, and he also redeemed us from the Beis Avadim. It's also Beis Avadim because we should have been Avadim there, they say, for another 190 years. So it's better than Beis Avadim. But he was prayed to us from base of Avadim, spiritual bondage. And he made us Avadim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu instead of Avadim of Pari. Ve'al brischa shekhasam de bivsareinu, that it says in the Gemara in Brachas, we saw in Daf Mem Ches. You have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for bris milah, because it was because of the bris milah that we were given Eretz Yisrael. That's when the first time that Avraham was told about Eretz Yisrael was bizman de bris. And the same thing with Torah, that's Eretz Yisrael Adatonu. Al brischa shekhasam de bivsareinu, it's a choisim. We say this also by bris milah, the lashon of choisim. Choisim is a davar which is nicker. Davar which is, you're able to see that we're an avadim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the hemshech l'chora. You saw me base avadim, you took us out from being avadim to pare, spiritual avadim, that we're not able to do what we need for avadim Hashem, and you made us, bris chash chazan to disrein, you made us avadim of you. Al teras hashlim adatonu, teras hashlim adatonu, chokech shedatonu. What's a double lashon? So the Yonat Tfilah says, he says, teras hashlim adatonu, terah is like chukim, is mishpatim, things that we can understand, shlim adatonu, that takes limud, you have to understand it, you have to learn it. V'chukecha, choik is something which you can't really understand. Shari datonu, you told us. But it's not something be'etzem that a person learns up. It's a choik. V'alchaim chin v'chesed shechein atonu. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chaim, it also doesn't say in the Gemara to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It does, maybe, say. It says, it's not exactly clear. V'alchaim, what you have to thank for. V'alchaim chin v'chesed shechein atonu. Rishenu bring it down. V'alchaim chin v'chesed shechein atonu. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Chaim. So I think I saw brought down the reason why we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Chaim is because Nabu Drum says you can't live without food. So we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the food, we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Chaim, because you can't live without having food. The meila, the food, is what gives us Chaim. V'alchaim chein v'chesed shechein atonu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, the Yonat Tfilah says, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have given us the very fact that a person's alive. If a person's alive, that's already, he shouldn't be complaining. Because the Baruch Hu gave us Chaim, imagine everything would be black and white. Right? Everything would be black and white. I once heard that that's one of the ways to wean somebody off of a smartphone is to turn the change it that should be black and white. And they did this for Bachrim. I know a guy that worked in the Shiva, he did it for Bachrim, and he says that it works, that the amount of time that they spent on it was a fraction of the time. Between a quarter or maybe even a fifth of the amount of time they spend on a regular day when it's black and white. Black and white is supposed to color. What's the difference? When it's geschmack, when it's colors, when it's extract, it's attractive. It's something which is interesting. It's something, because Baruch Hu could have made the whole world black and white. And all fruit would have been brown. And all fruit, right, everything would have been dull and dreary. And the sky wouldn't be blue. It would be gray always at all times. And grass wouldn't be green. It would be white. And it just wouldn't be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Chaim, but he gave us Chaim, which is Chaim. He gives with that a certain amount of Chaim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to life, the Chesed, even though he gives a tremendous amount, Shefa, more than we can. Chesed is Bleed Gvul. Shechoy Natani, that he gives us as Matnas Chinam, even though we don't deserve it. And we thank you for the food that you give us, and the clothing that you give us, the other tzrachim that we have, tamid, which the Prima Gadim says, we explain, what does tamid mean? Every day. Chol Eitz says, we saw in the Dark Yomesha, the Dark Yomesha means every time of year, whether it's summer, winter, spring, fall, because Bethlehem people need different types of clothing and different types of food by different types of year. Right? People have hot drinks in the winter, and they have cold in the summer, and they have different types of food. The Ramakim has the whole In the Yad, he tells you exactly what he's supposed to eat in the winter, in the summer, the different things that a person has, b'chlal, different times of the day. A person doesn't want to have something which is so heavy at night. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives all different types of food for all different types of scenarios. B'chol yoyim, every day, b'chol eis, whatever time of the year it is, b'chol shah, every single chelik of the day. Everybody has their time that they eat, and what type of food that they eat. V'alakol, Hashem l'kein v'anach ro'in imloch. And we thank you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, for everything that we mentioned. We thank you, like the Yisrael Shoshavar says. Thank you for A, B, C, D. We do this in Haggadah Shel Pesach as well. We thank you. We say, Dayenu. Ilu Lo'aytzim Re'etzayim, Dayenu. Dayenu, Dayenu. Alachas Kam V'Kam, while you did A, B, C, D, D. At the end of the day, you say everything at the end. You just said everything. No, each thing was individual. Each thing by itself is enough to thank you for. And Kal V'Chaymer, that you give us everything. Thank you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, for A, B, C, D. V'alakol Anachar Moedim Loch. Mavarchim Ma'isach. And we're Mavarchim, like it says in the Pasuk. Actually, the Targum Yonah says on the pasuk of Ahal Vasavot Rachat Hashem Alekecho, Havi Zehirin Bizman Datun Ochlin Vesvein, Havu Moedin Umavarchin Kodem Hashem. Says when you eat, be careful to thank and be mevarach Kadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean to be mevarach Kadosh Baruch Hu? To be makir that he's the makar brachis. To recognize that it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu that gave you all the brachis. And he's barach shimcha befi kol chai tamid leilam voyeh. It's now it's a tefillah be'etzem that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you should be, it should be nicker to the entire Welt. Like we say in Aleinu, that everybody should yakir v'yedu kol yesh v'sevil. That should be nicker that you're the makar brachis. That's lots of love. Befi kol chai. What do you say befi kol chai? So it's all that it's alpi the pasuk of, I think the Rekech says, b'zeches yidechom it's be l'chol chai ratzin. It's referring to that, it's the etzim alpi that pasuk of the chol chai ratzin, because the Baruch Hu gives food to everybody, the chol chai, that you give food for, and that you give whatever you need, every single one of those people should be makir, that it's you that are the makar brachis. Yizbarach shimcha, that you're the makar brachis. Shimcha is the way that we, because the Baruch Hu's shame is the way that he's m'seches in his vel. That he gives us food. That Yichus to this Welt, that relationship to this Welt, everybody should be makir and be mevarach you tamid forever, continuously la'olam v'ad forever. Kalkosuv, now this is really a period there. Kalkosuv is going back to the beginning. It's me'ein the psicho. Noid l'cha Hashem l'kein o'shchad l'avisinu etzchum z'ar v'rechova. Kalkosuv, like it says in the Torah, v'cha z'zot rech Hashem l'kech l'aretz d'vash v'nasalach. Then we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what we're going. So it's really v'al hakol is. Tami Lo Yilam Vod is really the end. Then we go back to Me'in Achsima. Kalkosiv is not a Hemshech of Al Akrom. It doesn't really read if it is. V'chal V'zavot, we're thanking you as it says in the Torah. V'chal V'zavot, V'rachta Z'Shem Alekecho. Al Ha'aretz HaTeiva Shinoz Aloch. Baruch Atah Hashem. Al Ha'aretz HaLamazim.